The OTV Brief with Now TV. Watch Sky Sports on the Now TV Sky Sports Pass and watch BT Sport and Premier Sports on the Sports Extra Pass.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Friday, the 14th of August. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTV Brief with Now TV, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, a deflected shot by the American midfielder Tyler Adams earned RB Leipzig a place in the Champions League semi-finals last night. The Bundesliga side beat Atletico Madrid 2-1 in Lisbon. Adams' goal came just 2 minutes from time, and Leipzig will now play Paris Saint-Germain in the last four on Tuesday. Perhaps the most high-profile quarter-final takes place tonight, with Bayern Munich taking on Barcelona. Kick-off in the Portuguese capital is at 8. Football legend John Giles was on the show last night, and he's been impressed by Bayern.
I haven't seen them play with the intensity that they showed last week for a long time. You know, there was an intensity, as you say, when they were winning and scoring the goals last week. They never let up at all. They kept at it and kept at it and kept at it, as all the top sides do. I think there was a spell there now in the last year or so where they looked a little bit complacent to me. They weren't as aggressive as they should be. But in that match last week against Chelsea, they were excellent. And I think I said early on, I think that they're the most I've been most impressed by them than any other team I've seen so far in the competition. So it'll be a great match to watch against Barcelona and Bayern at the weekend. There's no doubt about that. And then with City, that's if City do what we expect them to do, to come on and play either of those. But at the moment, definitely, I would fancy Bayern Munich.
The former Republic of Ireland international Damien Delaney says Mesut Ozil has put the ball in the corner of the Arsenal hierarchy following his interview yesterday. Ozil has fallen out of favour under manager Mikel Arteta but told The Athletic he will be staying on until his contract ends next summer. Delaney feels Ozil's message is clear.
The most interesting about that interview, it wasn't a message for the fans, it was quite clearly a message for the Arsenal board and owners. You know, what he was saying was just a sugar-coated version of, I'd say, what his agent has been saying, but he said, I'll leave on my terms and I'll leave when I want to leave. No one's going to tell me when I want to leave. And he says all the right things that the fans want to hear. I love the club and I love being here and I love living in London, but he's clearly finished at Arsenal. Something's gone on behind the scenes. He feels like he just doesn't want to play for Arsenal anymore, even though he says he does, so he continues to get paid.
You are listening to the OTB Brief with Now TV. Watch Sky Sports on the Now TV Sky Sports Pass and watch BT Sport and Premier Sports on the Sports Extra Pass. Dundalk and Waterford meet for the second time this week, this time in the League of Ireland Premier Division. Kick-off at Oriel Park this evening is at 5:45. Buoyed by their cup success in midweek, Cork City welcome Sligo Rovers to Turner's Cross from 7:45. First Division leaders Cabin Teely entertain Cove Ramblers this evening. Athlone Town host Drogheda United. Galway United face Longford Town. And Bray Wanderers play UCD. In rugby, a Munster Academy player has tested positive for COVID-19. The province cancelled training yesterday, with the senior squad to undergo a further round of testing on Monday. Munster are set to resume competitive action against Leinster in the Pro 14 at Lansdowne Road tomorrow week. Some fans will be allowed to attend this weekend's World Snooker Championship final in Sheffield. The UK government's slate of trial events, which was suspended earlier this month, can resume this weekend, so up to 300 fans may be allowed inside the Crucible. Both semi-finals will play out today behind closed doors. Mark Selby takes a 9-7 lead over Ronnie O'Sullivan into this morning's session. Kyron Wilson will resume 13-11 up on Anthony McGill this afternoon. In boxing, Eric Donovan has the biggest fight of his career tonight. The Kildare native faces Zelfa Barrett for the vacant IBF Intercontinental Super Featherweight title. The fight is part of Matchroom's Fight Camp series, and tonight's card is headlined by the middleweight clash of Felix Cash and Jason Welborn. In golf, Shane Lowry is 6 shots off the pace after the opening round of the Wyndham Championship on the USPGA Tour in North Carolina. Last year's Open champion opened up with a 2-under round of 68. Seamus Power is also 2-under with Gray McDowell 3-over par. There's a 3-way tie at the top of the leaderboard. Harold Varner III, Tom Hoagie and Roger Sloan are all on 8-under. Thomas Peters leads the Celtic Classic on the European Tour in Wales. He is 7-under par. Jonathan Caldwell is the top Irish player on 3-under. Cormac Sharvin is level par. Gavin Moynihan is 3-over. Paul McGinley is 4-over par. There's an 8-race card at the Curragh this afternoon. The first off there is at 1 at Tramore as Seven or Eight's fixture gets underway at 4:45. Coming up on OTBAM from 7:30 this morning with Owen Sheehan and Shane Hannan, we're speaking exclusively to the former Norwegian international Jan Agafjortoft and previewing Eric Donovan's fight tonight. Then later on Friday Night Racing, we're chatting to jockey Sean Flanagan. You can listen or watch our shows on the new OTB Sports app. Search OTB Sports in your app store now to download the app for iOS and Android. That's your brief for this morning with Now TV. I'm John Duggan. We're back on Monday morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief with Now TV. Stream live sports with the Now TV Sky Sports and Sports Extra Day or Month Pass. Your sport on your terms.